Hi, this is Todd Whitehead with Alpha Geek Media, and you're listening to HotsCast.
Come out, wherever you are.
You are listening to HotsCast. All the Heroes of the Storm coverage you can handle.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just entered the heart of the storm. This is HotsCast episode 105. We are broadcasting to you live most Tuesdays, where you can join us at twitch.tv/HotsCast. The time is currently 10 p.m. Eastern. And the date is Tuesday, 13th September, 2016. HotsCast is the show dedicated to flying you safely through the Nexus into the heart of the storm while bringing you the latest Heroes of the Storm news, commentary, and most of all, a Viking longboat load of fun. As always, I'm your host, Vincent Minucci, a.k.a. Rillandoon, and with me, as always, are my intrepid co-pilots. First up, we have Kaylee, a.k.a. I drive my car fast, I do what I want, a.k.a. Nerdy Chow.
I do drive my car fast, mm-hmm. Although not today because it was raining like crazy and I didn't want to die.
Raining in Florida? No.
Good idea. I know, right? It's like unheard of. Mm-hmm. Actually, the rain's nice because it's making it feel like fall here and I'm totally okay with that.
That is good. Fall's good.
Yep.
Yes.
So I have a quote. I have a hero related quote, and I can't believe I haven't used it before because I used to listen to this band nonstop, but it's the band Skillet.
And, I love Skillet.
Yep. And they have a song called Hero. And so the quote is, I need a hero to save me now. I need a hero to save my life. A hero will save me just in time. So
nice.
Hopefully while you're playing in the Nexus, a hero will come save you from getting ganked.
I like it. I've seen Skillet a couple times, actually.
I have as well. They're amazing. Yeah.
What have you been playing this week?
Legion. So when it launched, I took 7 days off of work to power level and
good call
for rating. It was amazing. It was like the best vacation I've ever taken. I felt so relaxed. When I came back to work, everyone was like, wow, you really look well rested. I was like, I am.
Nice.
Poor Kari. I made a Kari play like a bunch of team league games with me so I could get my mount, and they were pretty bad games, so he was like,
oh no,
you're lucky, I love you. I was like I am a Kari, thank you. And yeah, but we got through him, so now I got my mount for season one.
Sweet.
Yay.
Very nice.
I did not.
Neither did I. And that is the voice of Mike, a.k.a. He Gets the Goat, a.k.a. Fimless.
Hey, Billy.
Again, had to be in the pre-show.
I have no quick and witty something because my ankle hurts.
Yes. Yes.
Because I tripped over my dishwasher.
Dishwashers are evil.
I still don't understand how you trip over a dishwasher.
Dude, seriously,
the door
they're evil.
Was down.
Yes.
Okay.
Door. Open, trip over.
Yeah,
open
not the
door.
Dishwasher as it's mounted
in
the counter.
How do you trip over it? Like rammed into it, maybe. Like,
he was climbing on. He was walking along the countertop.
That was my source of confusion.
I'm really tall, actually. I was on stilts, and it was like I was walking toward the thing, trying to jump, walk over the countertop, and just tripped over the dishwasher.
I mean, it happens to the best of us, Mike.
I was confused as to why you were confused. Now it makes sense.
I was too.
Yes. Now it makes sense. Okay.
I'm less confused. But my ankle is really hurting me.
Yeah.
I tell people all the time I should have been born blonde. Like, it's true. It's really true. I have no common sense at all. It's sad.
How do
I'm going clear.
I shouldn't say this. How do you kill a blonde?
Oh God.
Put a scratch and sniff snicker on the bottom of a pool. How do you kill a blonde?
How?
Put spikes on her shoulder pads. But how does that kill her? I don't know. Now, before anybody gets mad, my wife is blonde, so I'm allowed. And as I mentioned in the pre-show, in April, it's our 20-year anniversary, so I'm definitely allowed. Just 20 years, so.
Swing says it's time to drink because we have an offer.
Mike, what have you been playing this week?
Thank you for asking me what I've been playing this week. Yes, I have been playing WoW and WoW.
Really?
And WoW.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And okay.
Maybe sometimes I might even play WoW.
Yes.
No way.
I did log into Heroes about 2 hours ago and bought the package thing.
Don't spoil it.
I'm not telling you. We'll tell you what it is. I'm just saying I bought the super bundle. I did not play though, and I was going to, and I was playing WoW, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to stop after this quest, and I'm going to go and play the new guy, and then it was time to start the show.
Right.
So,
pretty much.
Yep.
Because I'm in Suramar, and I'm killing things, and it's fun.
So, yes. So
and
let's talk
about
that real
quick. Ground underwater, and it's really fun.
Yes.
It's really fast.
There is... Heroes is amazing. Obviously, it's a phenomenal game. It's an incredible game. We love Heroes.
We do.
Our collective, all of us here, our first love was Warcraft.
Okay? It's true.
Legion is so effing good.
Yes. Yes.
It's amazing. It is rekindled a love within my nerd heart that I have not felt since Wrath of the Lich King. And
I agree.
It just...
You figured out how to play Rogue yet?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Okay. So can I address the elephant in the room and tell you why the game is good again?
Go ahead.
Because Ghostcrawler joined in Wrath, and he left last expansion. So now it's good again.
Oh, that's...
No.
So is that why League is so bad? Oh,
yes, it is. He came there and ruined League. It's not even playable anymore.
No, it's not that.
It's not playable because I don't remember how to play it.
Yeah, right. That's exactly right. Yeah.
Hug the turret.
Hug the turret.
Sure. Yes. I can do that.
But look, we are not avoiding Heroes. It just WoW is so good right now. It's so good. I'm dreaming about it again.
The guild is starting raiding a week. I think next Wednesday.
Oh gosh, I'm so behind.
My guild is at 8:30, and I'm not even at 8:30, so I'm not going to worry about the first raid.
I'm 8:39. Sucker.
I'm
at 801.
Starting at least when Legion started, I had 3 level 100s. Okay, this is how little time I've had.
7.
All I've played is Legion. That's it. I've played nothing. I haven't even played a game on my phone since Legion launched. Okay, I've got 1 level 101, a second level 101, and a level 100 that hasn't even gotten its artifact weapon yet. So I have no time.
I am disappointed.
I still have 2 100s that don't have artifact weapons, but all the rest of them have, and I have a lot of 100s. So I did most of them.
Yes.
I just got shaman and a paladin that is not. The rogue was weird. It was fun.
Yeah. Did I mention after we actually started rolling that this is literally the latest I've been up in 2 weeks?
You did.
I've been asleep.
I'm proud of you.
Every night at 9:30. For
you sound
weeks.
Like me normally. I'm usually whining because we're up so late.
I would love to be up. I just couldn't physically handle being up. I don't know what is wrong with me. I need to see a doctor. But my
Gravity
doctor is busy because he's
down.
A good doctor.
Take your iron.
I promise. But I'm dying, I think. So before I die, let's go into the news.
We probably should talk about sales and free
Yes.
Hero
before I die. Yes. Sale items, the Gazlo, $324 US. Big Top Gazlo, so you can scare Adam, is $499 US.
Don't buy that skin. It's an awful skin.
And Stormpunk Kael'thas, $374 US. Mike, what is the hero rotation?
The hero rotation for the week. Free hero rotation for the week. Raynor, Muradin, Karazim, Nazebo, Anubarak, Tychus, and then if you are player level 5, you get Chen. Player level 7, you get Sergeant Hama, also known as Sergeant Pepper.
Yes.
At level 12, Tracer, and at level 15, the no longer newest hero to be released, Ariel.
Yes, no longer newest. Well played. I like that.
No longer most recent.
Very nice. Yes. Pardon me. All right. We've got some Grandmaster League changes. Actually, we've got a lot of changes. So let me open up our article here. We're in esports and tournaments, by the way. Sorry. Article on heroesofthestorm.com or playheroes.com, which we talked about a couple shows ago, that now redirects to the Battle.net site as well. Ranked Season 2 role and rewards. All right. So, Season 2 start was yesterday. No, wait. Hold on. Week of September 12th. Does that mean... Wait, how does that work? Did it start yesterday?
Today.
So why does it say week of September 12th?
Because this is the week of September 12th.
It's not. It's the week of September 11th. Sunday is the first day of the week, not Monday.
Yeah, but that's not how their weeks work in Blizzard land.
They make up their own weeks.
Their weeks actually start on Tuesday.
Yeah.
So right. That's what that's...
But I don't know.
Whatever. Doesn't that seem weird?
It says exact date may vary slightly by region. So what they're saying is that's the week it will happen. But they're saying we don't have the exact date.
Yeah. During that week.
That's just strange, though. All right. Anyway, yeah. So Season 2 begins today. Season 2 ends. We have a definitive end date. I like when we have definitive end dates. Sort of.
Unless they extend it.
That means you're a J and not a P on the Myers-Briggs.
Oh, gosh, it's been so long since I've done that. It's been like 15 years since I've done that. Thank you. But the end date is December 12th. So that's what, exactly 3 months? Am I counting right? September, October, November? 4 months. Wait.
September to October, October to November, November to December.
3 months. Okay. That's good. That feels like a good length. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I think so. I haven't played a lot of... should stop reading the chat room.
Yeah.
I haven't played a lot of the seasons so far, unfortunately. But I think that sounds pretty good. Give you a chance to really get some playing time in and then move on. And kind of roll the seasons a little faster.
Yeah. Didn't Diablo do the same thing? Monthly,
right?
Didn't D3 say they're going to go to 3 months? Like, that's kind of their goal.
I think something like that. They decided there's a certain... Yeah.
Because it feels...
3 months is good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Longer than that, you're really just dragging it out. I mean, if you can't get to a certain rank in 3 months, then you're just...
You're not,
not
getting
to be
there. Right.
Yeah, it's...
Right. Yeah. Now, they did say that they do want part of the whole... especially at the top tier, to be defending your rank. So 3 months also feels like a good amount of time to not frustrate players that they have to constantly log in to keep their rank up, you know, because your rank does degrade when you get to the Grandmaster level. So, I think 3 months is good. I definitely think 3 months is good. I think it's a good, a good way to handle that. So let's go into the changes. As Season 1 played out this summer, we began to feel that Grandmaster League's 500-player limit may be a little too broad, and also saw this sentiment mirrored in some corners of the Heroes community. I'm not in that corner, by the way, because, I'll never be in the Grandmaster level. Not going to happen. We want Grandmaster League to feel more prestigious, a ranking that even very skilled players will have to work hard to achieve. In order to do this, we're going to reduce the maximum number of Grandmaster players allowed in Hero League from 500 to 200.
That reminds me of original StarCraft. Wasn't the top in original StarCraft only 200?
Wow. I don't know. That's a good question, though. Let's see. How about I look at original StarCraft?
Really?
Ladder. I am. I'm doing it live. Doing it live.
Doing it live. He's Googling. Okay. He's live.
You Googling?
Ganglion.
They didn't have Grandmaster. Or did they? Did they have Grandmaster? Or was it Diamond?
So. Mm-mm. In StarCraft?
Yeah.
It was just ladder rank. It was just like ladder rank 1 through infinity.
Oh, right. Anyway, I'll see if I can find that. Oh gosh. So yeah, that does, that definitely narrows the pool quite a bit. Yep. And yeah, I think it's good.
Yeah, they also said they heard feedback on the losing extra points beyond division cap when you do promotion match.
Right.
So you're not getting flat 250 rank point adjustments for winning a promotion match or losing a demotion match. Instead, they match will now award or remove the same amount of points as a normal ranked game.
Right.
And any points you've earned beyond the 1,000-point division cap during a prior game will now be stored and applied at the end of your promotion match. So when you win a promotion match, you get the points that were stored prior to that match in addition to the normal rank points you'll earn for the win. When you lose a promotion match, you'll now subtract the normal rank points for a loss minus the number of excess rank points that were stored prior to your promotion match. So demotion matches do not store lost ranked points, which means you'll only lose the normal amount of rank points that you're defeated during the demotion match.
I think those are good changes. So, I'm pretty happy with them. I think that the way they did it before was a little unfair, and that's what a lot of people were saying, and they were kind of like, yeah, it is, so we're just going to change it.
Yeah, and I think it served for another frustration point. You know, it just felt really rough, basically. Like, it felt like a kick in the pants when you're staring at that demotion match, and, you know, especially when you're solo queuing, there's a lot of time. Not that there's nothing you can do, but you're only 20% of that game.
Well, 22 because they're like, you know, trying to be anti-league, like, you know, not have the toxic environment, not have all these gatings to being able to play the game and stuff. But this was really more like a traditional MOBA. So they kind of dialed that back. And I think that was smart to keep with the team brawler versus MOBA mindset.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. I like it.
So ranked rewards, if you're curious, the link is in the show notes, but there's going to be hero league portraits, depending on what rank you land on, team league portraits, and an elemental lion mount. He's pretty awesome. He changes colors.
It's baller.
Yep. And just like this season, as long as you play your placement matches in team league, you'll get the mount no matter what. To get it in hero league, you have to hit at least plat, which is pretty significant. So
yeah,
I would recommend the team league matches.
Yeah. And, you know, Blizzard has said that that's, you know, they feel that's the way the game's meant to be played. You know, they want that competitive. I really wish my wife would stop walking around upstairs. Ugh, my house is a piece of crap. It's built like added
just
toothpicks and
just
tissue.
Just pull your dishwasher out of the bay and let her trip over.
That's probably what she's doing right now, actually, because I was supposed to do it. I didn't. Yes. All right. We have patch notes. We have a very large section of patch notes, so we're not going to go crazy reading each one. But we will give you some general highlights as we go through. All right, first up, new special event. This is starting, right? As of right now.
Yep.
Yes? Yes. Yep. This is live, the Zeldnaga Artifact Hunt. I like the artifact tie-in. Artifact, wow, artifact, Machines of War, artifact. Artifacts are good. Seeing how many times I can say artifact before the chat room yells at me. Zeldnaga artifacts have begun to appear all across the Nexus, and SCVs are being deployed to collect them. Terminate these interlopers with extreme prejudice and collect artifact pieces to earn some sweet new rewards.
I'm so stoked about SCVs. I don't know why.
Awesome.
They are always, like, by far one of my favorite units in StarCraft, and I don't know why. They're just little drones that collect crap for you, but I love them so much.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And it's funny because I actually have, I always use it to the D3 Protoss. What's the Protoss one called? The Protoss unit.
Oh.
I
like never played Protoss.
The builder unit, but whatever. I have that as a D3 pet and I use it all the time just because I love the little sound effects it makes when it zips around. But an SCV would be even cooler. Probe. Thank you. The probe. Yes, of course. Probe. Hello. But yes, So this daily quest for Zonaga Artifact is collect 12 artifact pieces during a single game, and your reward is 1 day Stimpak. That's a big reward for doing this. And then the event quest is to collect 150 artifact pieces up until October 18th. So you have until October 18th, and you get the Zonaga Artifact Portrait.
About a month.
Yeah, about a month. So this is very similar to what we've had before, like with the Monkey King, having to click on him. What was the other one? What was the other guy at the start of the match? You had to do
the Goblin.
Yeah, the Goblin. So this is cool. This works into an actual quest, and I like it. That'll be fun. This is big. Free hero for all. This is something when Blizzard sent us the press release for the media, the media press for for Machines of War. This I saw right away and was like, wait, what? After downloading today's patch and logging into Heroes, all players will be able to add a new hero to their collections for free. On logins, player will be able to pick one of the following three heroes: Anubarak, Thrall, or Tyrande. If any of those heroes are already owned, they will be replaced by Nazebo, Sonya, or Uther on the selection screen. So you have the ability
and
to
if
get...
if you're me...
yeah. You get gold.
And if you're... yes. Any of us who already own all six, you automatically receive 4K gold instead.
Yes.
So that's fun. I like it. I like it. I don't know if there's a pattern.
Are those
or
all 4K gold heroes?
Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to look. I don't think so. Uther, I think, is more expensive than that. Tyrande, I believe, is more expensive than that.
I think they're all the low ones now.
Maybe now. They weren't when I bought them, but yeah, maybe now
well,
they
Newbrek
are.
Newbrek and Thrall
so,
were not initial ones.
So. Yeah.
Shaper just made a shocking announcement in Twitch that he got gold.
Oh.
Can you believe it?
I am shocked.
All 4K heroes, he said.
I can't believe that heroes. He owned all those heroes. That just blows
amazing.
Me away. I know.
It's
I wanted them to give me the new hero for free.
Yeah, that's
one I didn't have. I logged in.
When I saw free hero for all, I was like, oh my gosh,
there was
are they
a hero
really
I did not
that?
Have when I logged in.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
They did not give me that hero.
They did not give you that
ooh,
hero.
But that 4K gold's gonna allow me to buy my piggy bank mount finally.
Hey, nice.
Thanks,
very
Blizzard.
Nice.
The coin is out. Coin is there again too.
Yeah. I have the coin already.
I very could. Nice. I have 50-something thousand gold, so I guess I could buy the coin.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, you're a hoarder. Speaking of hoarder, nope.
I don't want to buy
that doesn't work at all. there is an issue that Blizzard is currently working on. It is affecting the reduced battleground pool and new battleground player progression. New player battleground progression. We'll say that 10 times fast. Rules mentioned below. During this time, all players can be matched for games on any of the battlegrounds that were available in matchmaking queues prior to today's patch. So they have talked about the reduced battleground pool, but there are some issues. That battleground pool starting today, available in all modes. So this is what they're aiming at, except custom games, of course. Will be temporarily limited to the following: Braxis Holdout, Towers of Doom, Cursed Hollow, Sky Temple, Infernal Shrines, and Tomb of the Spider Queen.
Can we get rid of Towers of Doom?
I'm okay with Towers of Doom.
I like
Towers of Doom. I am dancing a naked jig that Gardens of Terror is not on that list.
I actually dislike Towers of Doom so much that I would rather have Garden of Terror.
Oh, bite your tongue.
No, I like Towers of Doom.
Yes. Towers of Doom is fun. I would
Dragonshire.
I do like Dragon.
And neither is the other Diablo one.
Infernal Shrines. And so the other one,
Battlefield of
Eternity. Yeah, BOE. Yeah. Yep. So this is good. During this time,
no more pirate map is also
no more pirates.
I love Booty Bay.
No Booty Bay. Yeah. Booty
now Bay they are going to put the. They probably are going to switch to the other ones though. When
yeah,
the week of September 26th.
Right.
So
yes. Yeah, so the second group of six battlegrounds.
A month of limited maps. until this thing ends.
Right. Right. This is just during the initial Machines of War launch, we should say.
So you'll get the new maps.
Yes. And you will also get for free Alarak. No, that's not true. Alarak, the new hero, is in the game. He is.
You get him for 4K less if you got 4K gold.
Yes, this is true. did somebody say booty? Yes. Alarak
booty bay.
Is not Protoss. What is he? We talked about this. He's.
He is Zelnaga.
He's Zelnaga. Oh, yeah. Hello.
Is it Zelnaga?
Influence. No, no, no. Hold on. Destiny Free Corruptor of the Fallen Zelnaga. Amon. No.
Oh, no, no. Not, he's not a Zelnaga. Leads his people to Tal'Darim. Tal'Darim.
Tal'Darim. Thank you. Yes. Yes. High Lord of Amon the Tal'Darim. But is Tal'Darim part of the Protoss? How does that work?
No, they were Protoss. They basically were corrupted by Zelnaga, the Amon.
By Amon. Oh, okay. And so they're not considered Protoss anymore.
Protoss, but they're not Protoss.
Okay.
Shaper, is that only in Australia? Or what's is that everywhere? He said if you buy the Warcraft DVD or Blu-ray, you get a free Gul'dan hero.
Oh.
That's a pro tip. Also get like,
to play really? Free WoW for a month, I think.
Wait, what? Can you apply that to your existing subscription?
No, typically not. Because when I got Loot Crate last month, it was all of the expansions up to Legion, with not including Legion, and 30 days of game time. But it specifically said like cannot be used on a existing account.
Right.
It came with the pin.
Okay. Oh, DG did say it's everywhere.
Nice.
The Gul'dan code. Ah, look at that. Awesome. So go pick up the Warcraft except that DVD.
I don't think that I've got Gul'dan yet, so that's amazing.
What? And you get the Medivh hero for Hearthstone?
That's amazing.
What?
Cool.
I honestly enjoyed the Warcraft movie. I really did. I think it was exactly what I would have expected it to be, considering it's a Warcraft movie.
You got this? Oh, you're
frozen.
Stuck.
You're frozen. Oh. It's my computer. Stupid.
Is it starting to crash?
Oh, look at that.
No, it's not crashing. Look at that. It will just take a second to catch up to itself.
Loot crate. That's the loot crate pin.
Oh.
So the loot crate that came with the free month of, wow.
Nice.
World of Warcraft. Sylvanas pin.
Oh, yeah. Kaylee is frozen.
I have way too many pins now from this.
You know what? So, if you're going to be frozen, though, that's actually, it's a very pleasant freeze.
It's very, you get your mouth open.
But it's a nice freeze. I mean, it could be.
Please, it looks like you're talking.
You know.
Please do not give Russian like or Swing any ammunition to make comments about my mouth being open.
That's funny.
If we get a code for Gul'dan, then I can give it away because I definitely do not need it.
No, so I was trying to tell you guys earlier, there's something wrong with my computer, and I thought it was the power supply, but it wasn't because I just replaced it and still doing it. So,
oh, that's no bueno.
Joel's next thought is that it's
maybe the power supply caused a problem with the motherboard.
That could be. That happened to me.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. I had that happen.
You
twice,
should be actually. Happy though. See, you didn't plug all your hard drives into the power supply backwards.
Oh
no.
Yeah, that's bad. Don't do that.
That's no bueno.
Do you have one of those power supplies that has the modular, and the modular plugs are not perfect and they kind of can bend and you can put them in backwards by accident? Not good. Every hard drive. Gone.
Oh, that's not good. That hurts.
And made the mistake of plugging them all in at the same time instead of just trying one to make sure it worked.
Oh, that is so crappy.
That hurts in the tender bits.
Yeah, it was bad.
Tender bits.
All right.
Tender vittles?
Yes. Alarak. Speaking of tender bits.
Alarak.
His trait is sadism. Sadism?
Yep.
Why does that sound weird coming out of my mouth? Sadism.
Because usually you don't use that word.
Sadism.
Say it like a southerner. Sadism.
Sadism. I've never said that word in my life. Sadist.
Sadism.
Sadomasochist. Sadist.
Sadism.
Sadism. Sadism. That is a weird word. You deal 100% bonus ability damage versus enemy heroes. So this guy is a straight up enemy brawler. He's not clearing lanes. He is not killing minions.
he's just going right to your face. Right to ham. Your hero face. He's going ham,
ham on the hero.
On the dizzums. All right.
Oh, show title.
Ham going ham on the dizzums.
I still think I like Adams better though.
Yeah, that's good. His cue.
You
Disgorge...
like the title Adams better?
Title. Yes, right.
I think Adam would appreciate that.
Yeah. His cue is Discord Strike. So he's going out on strike against Discord. He wants you to use curse voice instead of Discord.
You just triggered me by saying going out on strike. I'm just saying.
Sorry. Bad memories.
She's got PTSD.
Yeah, bad memories. A little bit of a charge up, half second delay, and then it deals damage and silence for a second and a half. His W, telekinesis. It's telekinesis, Kenny. BlizzCon callback right there. There you go. Yeah. Tenacious D. His Tenacious W is telekinesis. Push yourself and any enemies hit from the targeted point toward the targeted direction. You know, between Ariel and Alarak and, you know, like, what's her name? Laser Healer.
Laser Healer?
The hell's her name?
Morales?
Yeah.
Ariel?
There's a whole lot of movie, like just movement. That seems to be like a common theme lately of Tychus heroes are just going to be pushing people around.
Tychus blows people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does Tychus blow people?
Really? Lightning Surge, this is E, deals damage to an enemy and all enemies between you and the target, and it heals Alarak for 75% of the damage dealt to heroes. Again, going ham on that Dism. His R's. Counter-Strike, yeah. Become protected and channel for 1 second. If you are attacked during this time, you will send a shockwave forward that damages enemies in its path. Deadly Charge, his other R, channel and then charge in the targeted direction, dealing damage to all enemies in your path. And while channeling, movement commands will cancel Deadly Charge at no cost. Taking damage will interrupt the channeling. So that is Alarak's basic loadout. And speaking of loadout, we got the holdout. Who's in charge of that? Is that me?
That's not me. Yep.
Yes, it is me.
There are 12 sections to this. So you have
wow. All right. We're going to go quick. Yeah. Okay. So Braxis holdout. This is the Zerg map. We've talked about this. You're going to capture beacons. You're going to fill up your Zerg tanks. They're calling them holding cells, but the correct term is Zerg tank. And then you're going to unleash the storm or the swarm. Actually, it's the swarm. And you're going to have a Zerg Rush, which is amazing because, let's face it, Zerg Rush is one of the most iconic things in all of gaming. Mm-hmm. You can talk to gamers that have never, ever played StarCraft a second in their life, and they know the term Zerg Rush. It's that iconic, and that's just cool.
It's crazy.
So several battlegrounds have received additional optimization in the art department to improve performance. That's awesome. Heroes' abilities and talents, some have been adjusted in their art. Murden, Tyrael, and Zagara have had new talent icon tints. I've been noticing this as they roll out the new icons for each hero. Yep. I like it. It throws me off a little bit the first time I play that hero, and it's like, wait, what the what? Why does everything look different? But then I really enjoy it. Butcher has received some visual updates. His effects have been changed. Medivh's portals have received some polish. And the Imposing Presence talent has received visual effects to coincide with his new functionality, because Imposing Presence is now different, now quite a bit different.
Imposing.
Yes, and more imposing.
So, yes. And there was some shop changes, obviously. There was a new bundle, which I picked up. I talked about earlier. Machines of War bundle. So that is available starting now until October 18th. And this gets you early access to all the StarCraft-themed items from the Machines of War event if you purchase the bundle. So you get the Ghost Speeder, you get the Obsidian Cyberwolf, you get the Herald of N'Zoth Alarak, you get Master Alarak, you get Queen of Ghosts. Oh, no, you don't get Master Alarak. If you get Alarak to 10, you Queen of Ghosts Kerrigan, Raider. I don't think you get Raider. Do you get Raider Rexxar? I think you get Raider Rexxar and the Butcher Lisk. So you get like the skins, Alarak, and the mounts.
Legit.
So, and it's like, I don't know. And then there's, and you also get the heroes to go with those skins. So you get Kerrigan, Rexxar, and Butcher also. I already had them. So it was like 40 something bucks when I had those three heroes still. So it's pretty expensive. The other bundle is the Herald of N'Zoth Alarak bundle, who will, that will be available until September 27th. And that I believe is Alarak and Herald of N'Zoth Alarak. You can of course buy Alarak. He is 15,000 gold, I believe. There are new mounts available, Ghost Speeder and the Obsidian Cyberwolf. The returning mounts are the demonic Hellsteed, and the Blackheart's doubloon is back, like I said earlier. And they removed the Cloud Serpent and the Cyberwolf mount. So those were removed. Hold on one sec. I wanted to see what the bundle was again. Yeah, I think I was right. Yep, it is those. Okay. And then the skins that are available now are Herald of N'Zoth Alarak, Master Alarak, Queen of Ghosts Kerrigan, Rexxar, Raider Rexxar, and the Butcherlisk. However, I believe that not all of them are on the first day. So they're not all available on September 13th.
No, they're doing the
I don't remember
the rollout.
Okay, here. So
yeah, we talked about
the bundle is the 13th. The Herald N'Zoth Alarak skin and bundle is the 13th. The Queen of Ghosts Kerrigan skin and bundle is the 20th. Raider Rexxar skin and bundle is 27th. Thunder Guard Zarya skin. Oh, well, when Zarya is out, September 27th, and the Butcherless skin and bundle is October 4th. Zarya comes out October 27th. Also, the Obsidian Cyberwolf is available today, and the Ghost Speeder is not available till the 20th. So if you get the bundle, you get a lot of the stuff except for the Zarya stuff now, even though it's not released yet.
Right.
So benefit of buying the bundle if you wish. And then we had some sound changes.
And then
yes. Some fried rice. The enable music in the sound options menu to listen to the sounds of the Koprulu sector clash with those of the Nexus. So you can actually have special music from StarCraft playing in your Nexus.
Awesome.
Your StarCraft is in my Nexus. Heroes, abilities, and talents. All heroes should now probably pay voiceover lines when clicked repeatedly. Stop touching me. Medivh's portals have received some additional sound effect polish to make their presence in the battlefield more apparent to allies. Lost Vikings have received unique death notification sounds, which should be a little less jarring for allies. The spell shield and imposing presence talents have received updated sound effects to coincide with their new functionality. User interface. The breaking news icon doesn't display in the menu when there is no breaking news. Good, a good idea.
What an amazing thing.
There's some changes to colorblind mode. Daily quests, a hero selected during ranked or unranked drafts will now count toward progression of any role or universe specific daily quest. Isn't that cool?
Yes.
So now you can still compete in their daily quests while picking the best heroes for your team composition rather than heroes who satisfy a quest requirement.
Yeah.
So it's hero selected will count toward progression of any role or universe specific daily quest. So you can pick any hero in ranked or unranked draft and still get credit.
Right.
So if you're in draft mode, pick whoever you want. You will get credit for one of your quests.
So there's no reason to feel like you have to go into versus AI to do quests.
Or non-ranked, non-draft.
Right.
Quick match. Daily quests are now available to all players beginning at account level 1. Yay!
This is cool. Yeah.
There's also a new daily quest called Play 3 Games, and it gives you 300 gold. It's the only daily quest that level 1 players can get and will only be available until account level 11. After a level 11, you will get the Play 8 Games quest instead. So
good.
The Play 3 Games is good basically from 1 to like whenever. Yeah, I think it's before 11. But whenever you normally get all your daily quests, you will only have that one, which is not a bad one. It's a good idea. MVP system, players can now show their individual prowess in the field battle by MVP system, end of match commendations. So they're doing end of match awards and MVP stuff like Overwatch, I think, or similar to Overwatch, and they'll have commendations. So that's pretty cool. Hero select, they have searching for a hero in draft mode. Hero select will now show the results first by hero whose name most closely matches the player's search term. Searching for Diablo will now show Diablo as the first result, followed by all the heroes from Diablo universe. See? Hero sorting. New sorting buttons have been added to hero select in draft mode. Yay! Woo-hoo. So now you can toggle favorites. You can do A to Z, and you can do a XP. So you can do by level now, which is really nice.
Oh, that's cool. To,
like, level them all up. Yeah, or you want to see who you have the highest level. Because right. It was always like, where's the hero? You know, but you play the one all the time, it's probably the first one. Plus, you can all show favorites to the top. Show favorites to the top. So that's a toggle. Rank play, there was a bunch of changes to that. We already...
Yeah, we went over Grandmaster. Actually, we went over all of this, so yeah.
Yes, exactly. We already went all that. And then design and gameplay, movement speed of mounts has been reduced 40% to 30%.
Yeah, why?
Yeah,
I like that.
They did talk about it a few different times. Basically, they wanted it to
slow down the matches a little bit.
Well, no, it was more they didn't want the mounts to feel like a necessity, especially for, you know, heroes that don't get a mount. That just move it a fixed rate.
Yeah, I guess the ones that don't get mounts, it actually is very...
It's gimping to them.
It's gimping.
Yeah, Falstaff, Brightwing. You know, it felt too imbalanced in the chase, basically. And a lot of fights came down to who could mount up and get away and who couldn't. You know, so somebody
can respect that.
Yeah, I guess they were looking at it like, you know, somebody who can throw a stun and mount had a bigger advantage to somebody who can't stun and mount or can't, you know, they can't get a mount. They can't get to their mount because they can't.
Stun and not mount.
Right, right.
It just sounds like playing against a pally.
Yeah. Until Ghost Crawler got a hold of them.
Big nerf to regeneration globes. They now will disappear in 6 seconds. So they have lost a quarter of their lifetime.
Yes.
For regeneration globes. They're now only going to last for 6 seconds. So make sure you get into that regeneration globe quickly, especially if you have any of those quests for collecting regeneration.
Yeah, Regen Master. Yep.
And on to the Nerdy Princess.
Yes.
Actually, I just bought a shirt that says Nerdy Princess. I'm so happy.
Nice.
It's exciting. But anyways. So, and they made some BG changes. So they actually changed the timing for a lot of the mercenary camps. All of them used to spawn at 120 seconds, and they've made adjustments. So sappers, doubloon pirates spawn every 90 seconds. Siege giants and impalers have unchanged. Knights, fallen shaman, 150. Grave golem, 180, which is unchanged. Headless horseman, 300, which is unchanged. Capped mercenaries will no longer grant experience when killed. So developers said they were playtesting with staggered merc camp spawn times and quickly began to realize that it added more strategic depth to the game. Mm-hmm. So I'd say these paired with the mount change and the regen globes, it's like they're trying to make the game more competitive.
Yeah.
I wonder if they've gotten a lot of feedback from the competitive teams, like during tournaments and stuff, like, hey, we think the game would be better if you made these changes. It's very possible. It's interesting.
Yeah.
Let's see. They added features to try mode. There's a boss camp. You can change your hero and you can also change the game speed.
You can change the enemy hero.
Enemy hero. Sorry. Yes.
What about the try hard mode? Do they have that?
They need try hard mode. Definitely.
Yeah, can you choose that when you're queuing up for randoms?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Can I have like try hard mode, please? Right. Yeah. So Towers of Doom, Headless Horseman, Attack. There, I have a cat.
Holy crap!
I have a cat.
Hello.
hey, drive by.
Attack damage increase from 145 to 158. So be careful.
He already hits like a damn truck.
I know. Don't stand in his puddle or you will lose.
No, there's a lot of people. You could tell people who have not played WoW when you're going for the Headless Horseman, because there's a lot of people standing in the stupid.
Don't stand in the fire. And then finally, Battlefield of Eternity and Infernal Shrines, the Khazra Impaler. Captured Impaler, attack damage increased from 40 to 46. So he's
that's
more
cool. I like that.
Impactful.
Yeah. Those are the goats.
Yes.
okay. So some talent changes. Imposing Presence has new functionality. Here's the attack. You have their attack speed slowed by 20% for 2.5 seconds. And you can activate to slow the attack speed of nearby heroes and summons by 50% and slow movement speed by 20% for 2.5 seconds. So, yeah.
So it's not a passive anymore. It's an active.
Yep. Developer comments on that one. We did not like the power of the attack speed slow for Imposing Presence, given how little counterplay there is. So interesting changes. And then Spell Shield, they added functionality, can now be toggled on or off. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
I like. Cool. I think that would be a lot more effective if you're a really good micromanager.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, and they.
Oh my goodness.
They talked about not wanting things to just be passive and just there and not thinking about it. They wanted to make it more, not more micromanagey, but more more of an active choice, and not only an active choice, but an active play, an active function of the game. And that makes sense. I like that.
Yep.
I'm a fan of more buttons. I always have been.
And then as far as hero changes, there were quite a few.
Lots and lots.
Yeah. They completely reworked Vala, Butcher, and who was the third one?
Falstad really got reworked pretty hard.
Falstad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got a few things.
Yeah. Well, I should say,
just a few changes.
The Butcher, like, holy crap. Yeah.
Butcher and Ball are like playing completely different heroes. Yeah. So.
Yeah. And they talked about Vala, especially that, you know, she's been kind of stagnant from launch, pre-launch, right. Alpha. I mean, yeah, really hasn't changed much at all.
Yeah, that's very true. She's been pretty, but I think she's been very well balanced.
Well, she was
they kind of mess with her basic attack damage now. She's really lower, a lot lower attack damage.
Well, that's the thing too, is she was your consummate, just out of the box MOBA,
yep.
You know, right clicker. And they felt that was a little too boring. So they wanted to make her a little bit more, almost her mage.
Well,
spec.
I think a lot of people forgot about her trait. Like a lot of people weren't worrying about hatred and trying to keep hatred stacks up. So what they did is they made it important.
Yes.
So now instead of the damage increase being 3% per stack, now it's 8% per stack and she does less damage auto attack without it. So therefore you want to keep those stacks up. After 6 seconds without landing a basic attack, you lose all your stacks. So you just got to keep that stack up and then you will do a lot of damage. You'll go back to, and you'll actually do more than you were doing before.
Yeah.
So it scales better and you have to actually worry about your hatred now, which is a big deal. Hungering Arrow can be used more often. Multi-shot is used less often. Mm-hmm. And Fault can be used more often because it has less mana. So they really want to kind of balance out the abilities that people were not using or using to try to make her everything more interesting.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, and Reign of Vengeance, a lot of people weren't taking Reign of Vengeance. So its cooldown is now a lot lower, so you can use it more often, but it doesn't do as much damage, but it also costs less mana. So it also has two charges instead of the way it would work before, where it would do three, and then it would be like, that's a complete waste because you probably did one and they got out of it after the first one. Now every charge will do one, and then you don't have to hit the second one if you don't want to.
Right.
Oh, that's cool.
Right.
So you have a little more control over that instead of it being like, which, and then the guys were out of the Reign of Vengeance after the first shot anyway.
Yeah. So, the developer
just
comment,
a huge change, a lot of changes.
Yeah, it's very poignant on hers, especially. We realize this rework may come as a bit of a surprise to our community, especially since Vala's talent diversity has always been pretty good. The roots of the redesign have been floating around the design bullpen for 6+ months, and after some initial testing, we felt like we had to pull the trigger and get it out to you. Similar to Zagara and our other large reworks, we didn't want to change the feel of the hero. Vala users should still feel completely at home. Completely at home while playing her. Our main goal was to increase the potential for amazing Vala players to differentiate themselves from the mediocre ones and aimed the majority of these changes toward lifting her skill ceiling. We believe the players will still be able to build Vala very similarly to the ways they have in the past, but with more interesting and potentially powerful payoffs. It's a lot of P's. We are excited to bring the new Vala to our community and look forward to hearing what you all think. So don't hesitate to let them know. They're always big on hearing your feedback. So hit them up at Liz Heroes on Twitter. It's probably the best way to do that. No, it's probably not the best way. It's one way. There's a lot of ways. But let them know what you think. So.
And then last but not least, there were a couple, there were a lot of bug fixes. There were a couple they highlighted, so I'm going to cover those real quick.
Yeah.
Under heroes, abilities, and talents, they fixed an issue that could cause Tyrael, Uther, and Gaul players to incorrectly receive AFK warnings
due to a
combination of post-death effects and lengthy death timers.
Yep, I had that on Tyrael a couple times.
Yeah, I would be freaking out like, no, don't AFK me!
Yeah.
For Rexxar, Misha can now push minions and allied mercenaries, but will not push enemy or uncaptured mercenaries. For Sergeant Hammer, basic attack range indicators should now appear consistent while Sergeant Hammer is in both tank and siege modes.
Okay.
And then last one for Zagara, after learning Medusa Blades, Zagara will now deal the correct amount of damage to her secondary basic attack.
Yeah, and there are a ton of bug fixes, so if you want to read through all of them, you can check out the link in the show notes at
hotscales.com.
Yeah, tons. Tons and tons. Super sad announcement.
Sad and good.
No, just sad.
Just sad.
No, just sad.
I like teared up when I was reading it. I like literally.
Not only is it sad.
Yeah, but see, I saw Kat's post where she was very excited and happy that her husband was going to be hanging out and
I'm sure. And with her. And Kat deserves that. Kat is awesome. Chris is awesome, but I am scared because
I don't know.
I panicked. I was like, where's the game gonna go? And
I am really freaking scared. I just
well, it's not like they can't call them up and go, so what do you think? I'm pretty sure they will.
Yeah, so. I know, but I mean, it just if Legion didn't just come out and just turn WoW up to 11. Like, just went crazy ballistic awesome all over us, it would be like, yeah, you know what, good for him. But now it's like, holy shite, WoW is not only back, it is the shit. Like, there no MMO can even touch it right now. And now it's like, oh god, Chris is retiring. No. So if you don't know who we're talking about, by the way, because we haven't said his last name yet, Chris Metzen has announced his retirement from Blizzard after almost 23 years.
The only problem is that he won't be speaking at BlizzCon. See, that's what makes me sad. Yeah.
I know. Rowe put out more to me
because I think there's enough other people that it will probably be just fine.
Yeah,
I don't know. My favorite part of BlizzCon is always when he gets on stage and hypes everybody up. I mean, he is so good at it.
I think the game is going to be fine because I think they have enough talented people and enough people
that are doing
the story too. It's not just him.
No, but it's not.
But BlizzCon will not be the same without him.
No.
The CEO is a great guy, but he doesn't have the
gravitas. Passion.
Yeah, I mean, Chris Metzen gets up there and he has everybody on their feet screaming their hearts out about anything and everything Blizzard. And, you know, other people get up there and they're like, I really like games. So it's like,
Metzen is one of the single greatest presences on stage in all of entertainment.
Yep.
I mean, the guy's a rock star. He is a freaking rock star.
And I speak for women and gay men everywhere when I say that he will be sorely missed.
Dude, I'm straight and like for real. Like I got a man crush on him. I'm not gonna lie.
He's, attractive.
But yeah, it's, I don't know, man. I'm really going to miss him up on that stage at yeah. BlizzCon. Yeah. Just, yeah, the hype is real, you know, especially last year when we saw him get up there and announce Overwatch and you saw him shaking with yeah. passion and energy and excitement. And like, we didn't even know what was coming yet. You just saw how like, oh, how amped he was. And you're like, oh my God, what is he about to show us? He's freaking out. What could it possibly be? Yeah. And then it was Overwatch, which I mean, oh, like just,
So here's my question. So in his note, he said that he's looking forward to retiring so he can sit on his couch and get fat. I want to know, after all this time working at Blizzard, is he going to become a stereotypical like stay-at-home gamer? Like, is he going to be on like games like all the time playing?
No, he's got, I mean, he's going to be doing a lot of writing. I mean, he wrote the Transformers series. He wrote several books in the Transformers comic book series. I think he's going to start pursuing a lot of passion projects like that. Yeah. I think we're going to start seeing a lot of that kind of stuff come out of Metzen. I don't think he's going to do anything in gaming. I really don't. I think it's going to be purely other avenues and whatever it is. Sign me up. Take my money. Right. I have none of it. I have no money at all, but take it anyway, because it says Chris Metzen on the cover. So, I think he might, though, for at least a little while, embrace the, you know, I get to log in and play a game, and I don't have to give an opinion on it. I just get to play it.
Yeah. Can you imagine, exactly. Like nobody know he's on a character that has no indication that it's him, and he's in a guild. They have no idea they're in a guild with Chris Metzen. Yeah. They're just like, oh, this is some guy, you know.
Yep.
That'd be ridiculous.
Yeah.
Shaper has an interesting comment. I'm sure he'll come back to do voices. That would be cool.
He did say that he plans on doing the voice of Thrall, continue being Thrall. So
I'm good with that. I like his voiceover work. It's good.
Oh, dude, his voice is fantastic.
Actually, quick commentary on Legion. My one disappointment with Legion is voiceover. It's awful.
Have you done the? Damn it! What's the name of the zone? Ashuna.
Yes, I've done all the zones.
Okay, yes. So Runas, the whatever Runas the. The Nightfallen guy.
Yes.
That was awesome. That voiceover was awesome. Senegos, the blue dragon, is fantastic. His granddaughter, maybe not so much.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to give away any of the amazing... There are amazing, countless cut scenes.
Yes.
And just amazing moments. And I'm not going to say any names to give stuff away, but some of the things in the cut scenes... He does.
Yeah.
He does.
Well, it's still Liam O'Brien.
Of the voiceovers in the cutscenes, though, are awful. And it just ruins the whole cutscene because you're like, you're supposed to feel emotion and you're supposed to, you know, like have excitement or whatever from it. And you're just like, that was awful because they sounded stupid and I don't like it.
I don't think that the NPC's name is Runas the Crackhead, but that's close.
That's close.
It's close.
Maybe the mana head.
Yeah, the mana head. Runas the mana head.
Pretty much.
And no, it is not Runos the red nosed reindeer either. The red nosed mana head. Actually, that's pretty close. Because, you know, he's nice. At one point he does crush up a mana crystal and rub it all over his face. So
I feel really weird about giving them. Like, I feel like I'm dealing crack every time. That was time
weird. I felt weird.
It's very awkward.
Yes, because it's like, them, you can get me...
Ancient mana.
Yeah, it's like they keep it in small amounts on their belt. You can get me that, right? You can get me that. And it's like,
it's wrong. It's so wrong.
I
mean,
I guess. And it's like, oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
What I don't understand is, like, there is such an overabundance of it everywhere, like ancient mana. It's like, you could have walked right outside your little hovel and there was, like, a chunk of it. Like, why do you need me to bring it to you?
Well, remember, there's a scale there. There's a scale. Like, and they've talked about that when you run, like, what you perceive as 30 yards down a path, in reality, in not reality, pseudo reality, virtual reality. It's like several miles. You know, it was a trek to get to that point. Even though in the game it translates as like 30 yards, it's really, you know.
I remember reading in
meant to be broader.
That, you're running very far.
Eastern Kingdoms and Kalimdor are supposed to be like the length of Florida, relatively. Like, so you're talking like 10 or 12 hours if you start from complete bottom and go complete top.
Really? To Florida? Yeah. That's it?
That would be driving, though.
See, driving,
and you're
not
driving.
And you're walking. Yeah.
No.
You're either walking or you're riding on a mount that doesn't go 80 miles an hour.
Right.
They said relative size, like if you had to compare it to something we have in real life. Miles.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. DG just blew my mind. Runus, the crackhead, mana head. Is voiced by Jim Cummings.
You didn't know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
AKA Lore Walker Cho, Runus AKA the Winnie the Pooh, AKA Darkwing Duck.
Yeah.
Oh, I am the duck who quacks in the night. Oh my gosh.
And yes, I am old enough to know what that is.
No, you're not. You're old enough to know what that is from reruns.
No, I watched it live.
No, you did not.
She was like three.
Yes. Hold on. When was that legit on the air?
Hold 90s, on. Like early 90s.
Yeah, in the early 90s, you were two.
I was not.
1991. How old were you in 1991?
Six.
I graduated from high school in 1991.
Huge difference. huge
Whatever.
Difference.
Whatever.
I graduated from high school.
Actually, first episode. This, you know what? Just before we wrap up, this is actually pretty significant. September 8th, 1991. Okay. I'd have to actually look in a calendar to see what day that is. How can you, how can you look that up? Like what just day?
What day September. Was September 9th, 1991?
No, not 8th. September 8th.
Monday. So Sunday.
Sunday. Wow.
Sunday. See,
Google will answer your question. Sunday.
September 8th, 1991. Was the day I was released from the hospital when I spent 3 months straight in Children's Hospital, Philadelphia.
Oh my gosh.
That was the day I was out of the hospital. The next day was the first day of school. And yeah, I probably went home and watched Darkwing Duck. Yeah.
Like, this is a cool comic.
Yeah. No,
everybody knows that when you stay homesick from school, you watch Bob Barker on Price is Right.
I was homesick for 3 months, though. I mean,
I would watch it every day because it's Bob Barker on Price is Right.
My big thing in college was
he was a lot younger then.
Yeah.
He
The Rosie O'Donnell Show.
The same, same age.
Dude, Rosie O'Donnell Show was good in the late 90s.
At that time, September of 1991, I was starting college.
I started college in 2003.
Anyway, BlizzCon is in
3 years after my oldest son was born.
Wow. BlizzCon is in 50 days, people. This is, oh God, 50 days.
50 days.
You crazy. Need to get a plane ticket, dude. Super or you're going to get it or start walking.
You haven't bought a plane ticket? Listen,
no, 42 Delta, days.
Delta is super cheap.
Yeah, did you know that Delta is ready when you are?
Oh, they say that on the commercial. Yeah.
Really?
No, what it's like 38 to 42 days is when you get the best price window, apparently.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, your it's 50 days when it starts, window. But Calm Before the Storm is only 49 days away.
That's true. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Our awesome and cool and amazing t-shirt for Hotscast.
Yeah, man.
Will be up on the D20 store soon.
TM. TM. You got a TM that.
It's getting, yes, it makes is it getting, official. Making
is it a
sure
new one?
Shirt is valid. Is it a new shirt?
Yeah.
It is. It's the one I showed off to you guys. Do
when
you want
I
me to show
when did I see
the
this?
Video of what this is? I'll show you. You want to see it?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you show it while I read.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I do know what, okay.
Yes. So d20crit.com, it shall be in the store soon.
So you're asking me to remember something that happened like farther than like yesterday. I can't do that.
He's asking you to remember something
awesome
that happened
It's a super awesome, amazing, cool shirt.
Exactly. So before Legion.
Before Legion.
It does not say BlizzCon on it, just so you know. It is not a BlizzCon Hotscast shirt, but it is our shirt for the year. So
it is our BlizzCon shirt, but it does not say BlizzCon.
Also, if someone doesn't want a shirt that says BlizzCon whatever year or whatever, they want to buy it afterward or whatever, it's not specific to that year BlizzCon.
Right. You can follow the show on Twitter at Hotscast. I am at Rillandoon. Kaylee is at NerdyChar. And Mike is at Fimless. For all the social medias, we are Hotscast and Hotscast.com. Yeah. Email the show, Hotscast@gmail.com. And here's a special thing. Email the show and let us know if you would like a stim pack, because Blizzard PR was awesome and hooked us up with a metric butt ton. And that's an actual unit of measurement. Of stim packs. So email the show, hotscast@gmail.com, or hit us up on the social medias. Like I said, everywhere it is Hotscast, and let us know if you would like that. Anywhere you can find, retrieve, subscribe, and buy a podcast, although this podcast is free, you can find us as
Hotscast. Better be free. If you paid for the podcast, tell them you want your money back.
Yes, because we're not charging. So I don't know who that is. That's a racket right there. I don't know who's getting that money, but it ain't us. I could use the money, though. I mean, yeah, just saying. don't forget to tweet us with the hashtag Heroes Ambassadors. And if you enjoyed the show you just listened to, do us a favor. Review it. Whatever you're listening to. Whatever platform it's on. Whatever catcher of your pods that you're using. Hit us up with a review. It helps. Actually, it helps a lot. You might not think that it does. It really does. It helps quite a bit. And we'd appreciate it, because that shows us that you love us and we love you. And it's just a beautiful thing.
I mean, after all, we are the longest running.
That is true. We are, yes, the longest running, the oldest Here's the Storm show on planet Earth, even though Kaylee is only 12. Oh, until next time, folks, never stop asking yourself that question. Who is your hero? Cheers.
Oh, shit.
Nuclear launch detected.